We've altered training and training times so that they're more comfortable with the general sort of strain on life that way. We've gone for a more attacking, forward-based style, which demands a lot of energy, so the fitness has improved as well with that. Not fitness per se, but fitness to do that actual style. That's changed. And with that, confidence boosting, you know, you get into the players and concentrate on the things they are good at, not worry about the things they're not too good at to start with, and sort of put positive thoughts in them. And of course, wins and draws create the confidence, and hopefully it's gives them the belief then that they can go on and get better results.
And how would you say the team has been adapting since you took charge?
Very well. I mean, I've not introduced rugby union to them. I mean, we are doing things that they're aware of, and they're enjoying it. So you can see there's training, the smiling, the happy, and good banter around the place. They're getting used to my humour as well, which is from a different eon. I like to make happy camps, and so they've adapted well to it, you know.
You've been in charge for a few matches in this league now. What have you made of the standards in the division so far?
Well, it's not a lot different to the top Manx games, to be honest. They've got a lot of players that you can obviously see have come from academy football, from professional clubs, so that they're comfortable on the AstroTurf type surfaces and knock it about a bit. But to be honest, the interpretation of the game is far different on contact than the local leagues, and indeed professional football, which I've obviously been involved in a lot.